This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
TV viewer, you can see that beautiful headline at DrudgeReport.com. Bust the trust. Congress probes big tech. Regulatory scrutiny. Department of Justice has confirmed what I told you a month ago when I returned from Washington, D.C. Trump is preparing major antitrust investigations for monopolistic practices and other criminal cartel activity of the big four tech giants. I also told you that Trump is seeking criminal prosecution of the Clinton and Obama crime network. The gloves are off. Now, the House Judiciary, as soon as Trump announced he was going after big tech, they launched in the Judiciary Committee with Nadler and the rest of the ne'er-do-wells. They're an investigation that'll be a whitewash of this. And if they don't give them the censorship they want, Nadler will threaten all this regulatory hell. The EU's already done that. The Democrats have already done that. That's why this happened. In fact, it's in the Associated Press today, as well as Bloomberg, that the EU has, quote, ordered Facebook to control content globally, according to the unelected EU Human Rights Commission, which, by the way, has radical Islamicists on it. Remember when the UN had Saudi Arabia chairing the Human Rights Commission? Same thing. Incredible. They call us dangerous because we promote freedom, want us banned, but then the real tyrants run it. Facebook is being ordered by the EU, the European Union, to control us here in America. Yes, that's what Zuckerberg is saying. He's saying it's a threat to free speech. Well, once you caved in, my little darling, the levee broke, Dumbo. And so America, not prohibiting all this censorship, allows the European Union and the Chi-Coms to enter into the vacuum and take control. If we won't defend our rights and say, oh, there's no regulations on big tech, then we just give in to the regulations of the Chi-Coms and the EU and others. See how that works? Think about that. They're saying global governance, you're under our control. And finally, in memos I wrote to the president and others, and I don't want to toot my horn, it scares the living daylights out of me that we have been prime movers here on air, the audience lobbying, Congress and the White House, and myself and law firms that I paid to follow my own research and my own ideas about this to create the talking points that reflected the reality. I didn't just make it up the last 3 years that by Congress not acting and now the president not acting the last 2.5 that we were going under EU control. That's what they're doing. I watch the Davos meetings. I read what's coming out of the EU. And no one has covered it until now and today. It's CNN. It's AP. It's Reuters. It's U.S. News and World Report. It's USA Today, that we can't let the EU regulate us. Yes, yes, Yes. Savor that victory. Savor this. We're changing the world together. We are completing the next phase of the mission. The countdown continues to the stars and beyond. Humanity is fighting back and coming back from the dead.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
In the last 3 weeks, the global energy level of good and evil contending for which direction humanity would go at this current fork in the road was so heightened, so powerful, that I have been physically sick. I have been crazed. I have been very, very freaked out because we were so close to not making the right turn that we just made in the last 48 hours. And to say that I'm satisfied and that a major weight is off my shoulders is an understatement. We just basically won this round. We're bleeding. So is the enemy. And there's a bunch more rounds to come, but we just stomped the guts out of the globalist hydra. Look at those delicioso headlines. Bust the trust. Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Twitter needs to be thrown in there. Congress probes big tech regulatory scrutiny. And specifically looks at their monopoly actions, the combining, the carteling, the monopolies working together to block out any new companies, any new formation of capital, to buy up thousands of companies that could compete with them in the last decade. This isn't just a monopoly. This isn't just an oligopoly. This is a cartel. These are technical terms. Cartel combine. Establishing world government. Think about that. So we're going to be laying it all out today, but I'll tell you the really good news. My argument front and center has been stop being distracted with their First Amendment claims that they're private companies and they've got private property and so they can censor whoever they want. Yeah, there's the arguments of their false advertising, their false enforcement, the way they defame people when they ban you in PR campaigns. There's many ways to skin a jackrabbit, a cat, a deer. There's many ways to skin them. More ways than you could count on two hands. And obviously, they're under Section 230, and big tech can't have liability protection from what's published on it by third parties, but then also be a publisher and control what you say. We have laws. They're violating them. But I said, let us not debate that with our little friends. They always go and talk about that because they think that's their most defensible area. And they use our openness against us. The way to go at them is that they are monopolies that have bought up thousands of companies and are controlling the market that way to shut down their competition, and then colluding with subsidiaries and banks to then block the NRA and Alex Jones and every other conservative I know that's prominent or nationalist or libertarian gets harassed and their bank account shut down and can't use Uber and can't use all these other services. They're using your name in a database to go in and say, we don't like Laura Loomer. So she can't get Uber. She can't get Uber Eats. She can't get Airbnb. And then now she's being thrown out of all these places because they're using a digital blacklist. That's criminal. That's them working in concert. That's them violating your privacy and sharing that data with other groups to gang up on you in biblical level bullying. And it's all designed for the global Chinese social score to control human behavior. That's what it's been set up to do. It's what the Bible 2,000 years ago told us was coming. And guess what? It's happening. Any way you slice it. But we don't even go there. Where you'll get the U.S. government to act, the areas of it that aren't suicidal, is that China is helping build the architecture of this, and that Apple and Google have moved over there and are tax exempt and have given the infrastructure codes to everyone's device on record. This was in Reuters a year ago. 1 year ago. It was in June that came out. And boy, when I came out and said, look, Apple says all your code keys are in China. They've merged with the Chinese government. They said, oh, that's just the way it is. Tim Cook gave speeches and said, oh, I agree with censorship, and we should have more of it in America. And then the Chinese dictator praised big tech and, quote, America for stopping fake news like Alex Jones. The guy runs a country that, again, has killed 115 million of its own people, has giant slave camps, and he's lecturing us about the dangers of those uppity populist Texans. You know those types. You can't trust those evil Texans, those evil red-blooded Christians that change little old ladies' tires and fight tyranny and fight communists. Oh, no, but big tech knows who's good. Dictator of China, good. Alex Jones, bad. NAMBLA, UN says good. Donald Trump, bad. So how do you skin the globalist cat? Well, you point out that big tech has merged with foreign enemies, and it's treason, which it is. Elephant in the room. Obama allowed it, cover blown, you're done there. Oh, but then you go further. That's only getting started. When you got the rabbit hanging upside down on the legs, one way to do it, you're just kind of pulling down and getting the skin down. Now you got the skin down to the guts. You want to go ahead and get those guts out of there so it doesn't spoil the meat. So you get the guts, you got them hanging out, turn the rabbit up like this and cut the guts. The stomach, the intestines drop to the ground. This is the part where we do that. So we got the rabbit right here, and the skin's up to here. We've got the guts now. And what we do is we take that knife politically, and we go. The EU and the Chinese are setting regulations for big tech, and by extension, controlling our regulations when we built the damn Internet. And so we're taking the Internet back under our control. Remember, Obama began the handing it over to the tyrants. And we're just going to cut the guts out of your whole plan right there. Because we're not going to let China and the EU and others control the Internet and what Americans do. And now, it's all over the news today. It's never been said till now, anywhere, except here, that we're allowing the EU and the Chinese to control regulation and the architecture of the Internet. And it hadn't even been an issue, but now it's the big front and center issue everywhere. So the guts just hit the ground. And all you got to do now, the last part's easy. You do it with one hand with a rabbit. One hand. You just grab it by the ears and by the flesh you peel back. You just go, and then the whole thing comes off. You got a skinned rabbit. Cut it up in pieces, marinate it, throw it on the grill, throw it in a pan, and then have you some wild rabbit. In this case, big tech tyranny. So we've already got its guts out on the table right now, and we've almost skinned this rabbit. Wascally Wabbit is almost skinned, if you want to use that analogy. And so, yeah, you want to celebrate, folks? Good job, listeners. Amazing job. You did it. Because I can tell you, the dam's broke. The war's on. It's 21st century economic war. The trade war. The war to get the internet back. The war to secure our borders. The war to get our industry back. We finally got leadership back in that said, you know, why sell out America? Why hate America? Why do this? Now, we haven't won the war yet, but let me tell you. We've turned the tide. And if you want to use a World War II analogy, I'd say it'd be the Nazis and their big stand in Stalingrad. And that big, and then now they've basically fallen and they're turning back and being pushed back into Germany. If you want to know, I would see what's happening now as America woke up, Europe's waking up, populists are getting elected, the EU's falling apart, socialism's in trouble. And yeah, they're hitting us with every weapon they've got. They're activating every operative, Beto and AOC and all these people. And it's going to get even rougher. But let me tell you, they're done. Doesn't mean some utopia is coming either. Doesn't mean things will be perfect. But this current system of world government, remnants of it will be around a long time. But the whole system is in retreat. So I salute you all. I thank you all. And I say, good job, and thank God. Thank Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. We are so thankful for how far we've come together. We know the new...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizon with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alex Jones, your host, and I want to air another amazing John Bell report. You know, John knocks these things out of the park year after year. He's worked here probably 8-9 years. He had a family with health problems, and he started working at home about 4 years ago. He's also taking care of a sick family, while working another job on top of it. And he just did such an incredible report that we're going to air here just in a moment. And it gets into antitrust laws and big tech. And there's also another report that dovetails with that that Greg Reese has put together. So we've got two of these reports from both of these gentlemen that I'm going to be getting to at the start of the next segment. And those videos, again, are up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com and need to get spread to the four winds. We've got two reports that both gentlemen have put out that are both equally important and equally powerful and equally historical that need to be seen. They're up on Newswars.com. And let me just say this. The enemy has spent tens of millions of dollars conservatively trying to shut us down in the last 2.5 years. And by the grace of God, we have discovered court documents that I'm not at liberty to get to yet, dealing with national charity organizations and money that has been raised for children and others that has been siphoned off by the Democratic Party to try to shut us down. And I'm not going to announce it yet, but it's undoubtedly criminal. And so that's the thing about fighting evil. They think they've got total control. And they think they're invincible. But everything they do turns to crap in the end. They have the opposite of a Midas touch. And as long as you persevere and fight and don't back down, 90% of the time we have victory. Now, sometimes the individual fighting back doesn't win in their lifetime, and they get killed and destroyed. But we end up winning 100% of the time long term. So for me, a lot of folks ask why I do what I do. And it's important to talk about why we do what we do. I believe in you. I believe in myself. I believe in God. And I believe that if we have a private corporate world government being set up in secret back then, 20 years ago, that people wouldn't want to live under multinational corporations that are tax-exempt and anti-God and anti-family and who have all these horrible plans for us and believe we should have a post-human world and who want to suppress all the technologies and not let us have them. And I believe that if we talked about that, I believed that if we laid out who they were, that you would get upset, you would get concerned, you would get informed, and then you would get involved. But I always thought it would be the grassroots that turned it all around, and it has been. But the way governments have responded from Eastern Europe to Japan to the UK to here, and the way this broadcast and the articles we write and the videos we put out are picked up by the establishment, and so many people in the establishment really weren't evil, They just didn't believe the people were with them to try to build a better world. They just gave up or were isolated and felt scared. And so it's that old allegory you see in novels and movies where you've got the townspeople and the bad guys are coming in to try to steal from them and suppress them and enslave them. And one or two people stand up and say, listen, we all got to do the right thing. Step across this line if you're going to fight back. It really happened at the Alamo, for real. There have been many cases where they say, lie in the sand. And it was a famous case. They've got a plaque at the Alamo from a famous group of samurais in Japan at a castle where a very small number held off about 10 times their number, and they all got killed. But in delaying that invading army, it gave time for the rest of the area to mobilize, and then they ended up winning the war. I forget the specific historical name of it, but there's a plaque sent from Japan at the Alamo. So there's many cases of this. Maybe you guys can search Japanese plaque at the Alamo, and I bet there's an article and photos of it. But talking to the crew. So that's what leadership is that doing the right thing, knowing you've got to go through the fire so there's real change on the other side for the betterment of everybody. There it is, Japanese Monument Alamo. Once scorned is now embraced. That's the Houston Chronicle. Once scorned. I guess that means that after World War II or something, folks were still mad at the Japanese. Who knows if that's even true? Everything media does is create division. One of the Alamo's oldest markers is a 103-year-old Japanese monument paying tribute to the fallen Alamo defenders and comparing the 1836 siege and battle with a conflict in Japan in 1575. The monument was the object of scorn during World War II. I see, I guessed it. But the marker, single-handedly conceived, produced, and delivered by a Japanese scholar to honor the defenders and values of loyalty and self-sacrifice, has often gone unnoticed. The Alamo has been in custodianship of the Daughters of the Republic of Texas for 9 years and was in its infancy at the Texas Shrine when a world traveler and geography professor, the Japanese man, brought the monument from Japan in 1914. Ander wrote, the cost of the granite marker, which stands about 4 feet tall in the courtyard of the Alamo. The marker bears a poem originally written in Shiga in classical Chinese, as was customary for scholars in Japan, comparing the siege and battle of the Alamo with the 16th century siege of Nagashio Castle, I pronounced that right, fought under similar circumstances, young military leaders, makeshift fortifications, and badly outnumbered forces of hundreds against thousands. The poem also alludes to the 8th century battle in China in which a small loyalist force of the Tang Dynasty fought bravely but was also defeated. And then it goes through a poem. But the point is that my memory did serve on that, but it was 10 to 1. But that's what leadership is. And that's how nations are born. And that's how evil is turned back. And so I want the listeners to understand something and the viewers to understand something. You are not spectators. You've been in the arena, standing with us against the propaganda, against the lies, financially keeping us afloat so we can continue to fight on. And I would have done this even if we were failing to get big tech cut down to size. I would do this if we were failing to be turning the tide against so many other evils. But you know what? In our lifetimes, we're seeing the tide in some areas turn. And we're seeing the enemy use the vomit of their evil, their weapon, intensifying their evil, thinking that it'll intimidate us, only waking folks up faster. So the death throes of this current satanic permutation are very nasty and can look dark. But I can tell you, in my spirit and also intellectually, and just looking at things geopolitically, we are seeing victories that are unparalleled. And at the heart of it is you. You are the reason this is happening. And I salute.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products, they're absolutely the best out there. We aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Okay, I want to finish up with big tech and the latest developments there, the congressional investigations, the fact that, as we told you a month ago, it's not just going to be Google, it's going to be Apple, it's going to be Facebook, it's going to be a lot of these big groups. They're going to look at trying to block nationalists and conservatives from banking. They're going to look at how the NRA has been harassed by MasterCard and Visa. This is going to be really, really serious. And this is a big deal. Because our government now realizes that they've been double-crossed completely by the left, and that China and the EU were given control over the Internet, and that by not acting, they're allowing China and the EU to control us. And if our government's got problems, and it certainly does, it's full of some bad people, also full of some good people, they're all territorial. And I don't like the Chi-Coms and the EU actually exercising power over the Internet that we built. It's outrageous, and now it's all over the news. But that's only part of it. The monopolies and the Republicans who are in the House and Senate seeing how their stuff gets buried. They're engaged in all sorts of manipulation through modern telecommunications. That's all Facebook or Twitter is. The WhatsApp, owned by Facebook, is saying they're not going to let conservatives and others communicate over it person to person. They've got AI watching what you say and type. That's unbelievable. And again, Facebook bought those apps that hundreds of millions were already using. And then they tell you, oh, by the way, watch what you say. We're not going to let you send a Taiwanese emoji or say the Chinese president's Winnie the Pooh. That's actually happened with Apple and Instagram and others. And again, Instagram's owned by Facebook. Think about that. They think you're so stupid and so weak that they can tell you, you don't say Alex Jones's name or Infowars.com unless it's negative, or we'll ban your ass. So you watch your mouth, Americans. Do you understand? That's like something out of a movie where you're in a cult up there doing it. Why not? You didn't care when they wouldn't let people share the Taiwanese flag or said the Chinese dictator's Winnie the Pooh. That really happened. And until Congress noticed, you couldn't over Apple or over a bunch of other platforms send Winnie the Pooh, period. Because they'd put a block on it under China's orders. If they can block Winnie the Pooh in real time, they can block anything, folks. They can block anything. So, America is awakening, and here's the paradox. When you're faced with incredible tyranny, you tend to not be able to admit it to yourself, so you don't respond in a way that is equal to it or greater to defeat it. You wake up in a tyranny and you can't believe it's happening, so you don't take action. It's our job to get people to realize how serious things are so we don't go into a catatonic state. Now, here's a very powerful report by Greg Reese on big tech. It's posted on newswars.com, antitrust laws and big tech. It needs a better headline because it's a very, very powerful report. I hope you'll go to newswars.com. Newswars.com and antitrust laws and big tech. This is how we save the First Amendment is the headline. Very important report. It is absolutely imperative that via your email and via your text message and via any way you have to communicate with people outside of big tech that you get that article out. But on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, they don't censor News Wars as bad as InfoWars. So you got a shot there of getting it out. Whatever you do, take action now, because it's reports like these that wake people up. It's why they want InfoWars out of the game. Well, guess what? Globalists, you failed. You did everything you could to ignore us over the years, and then we got in your face and relaunched populism worldwide. Our audience did. Our supporters did. Drudge did. Others did. And now it's all blowing up in your dirty face, and now you think you'll destroy us and punish us for what we did. We're proud of what we did, and we do it all over again.
U.S. antitrust law regulates the business activity of corporations to help maintain healthy competition so that quality and excellence will drive the marketplace. This idea is also known as competition law. These laws were born in the Industrial Revolution when large corporations were setting up trusts wherein several companies would transfer shares to a single body in exchange for a share of consolidated earnings. The trusts created large monopolies that absorbed competing enterprises. The Sherman Act of 1890 passed the Senate by a vote of 51-1 and won a unanimous vote in the House. But the Sherman Act was arguably not specific enough and was often used against the workers' unions, not the big corporations. In 1911, President Taft used the act against the Standard Oil Company and the American Tobacco Company. And in 1914, the Clayton Act, along with the Federal Trade Commission Act, made antitrust laws more specific, allowing the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice to regulate all corporate mergers so that monopolies can not only be dissolved, but prevented. Computer technology, most notably the Internet, was perhaps the most innovative technology ever known in recorded human history. People all over the world were able to connect one-on-one and share information. Everyone was on the same level playing field. It was unfiltered, and it was real. But this did not last long. The federal government used these antitrust laws against Microsoft. In 1999, Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson stated that Microsoft had taken actions to destroy their competition and that Microsoft had violated Sections 1 and 2 of the Sherman Antitrust Act. The court's remedy was to break Microsoft into two separate entities. SEO, search engine optimization, is how people can find what they are looking for on the Internet. This allowed anyone to get their information to those seeking it. But this changed in 2012 when Google added the Panda algorithm, which elevated the big corporations in the search results and diminished their successful competitors. Today, Google has grown into Alphabet Incorporated, which is the epitome of a monopoly. They have changed the game so much that competing enterprises no longer compete against Google, but are now vying for the opportunity to be bought by Google. One of the options being put forth is to deny Alphabet Incorporated the option of buying other companies, forcing them to compete with other innovative technologies rather than absorbing them. The idea behind antitrust law is that monopolies and cartels stifle the competition, which in turn hurts the free flow of innovation, and as a result, all of society suffers. And Google, along with other big tech companies, certainly seem to fit this model. They are not only destroying the competition, but they have become political. They have made themselves the gatekeepers of ideas, and they are even helping authoritarian regimes suppress their own people. These monopolies are not only destroying the innovation of products, they are destroying the innovation of ideas. The Internet has been the most disruptive technology to the status quo, and these tech companies are trying to control it for themselves and whomever they serve. For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Very important report at NewsWars.com. Please get it out. We come back. AOC just called for Trump's impeachment. We're going to play this clip and more straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
All right, folks, we're back live here.
See, here I am.
On the road again.
On the road again.
Here I am up on stage.
Up on the stage.
Here I am.
Here I go. playing star again.
All right, let's get right into it.
There I go.
I've only scratched the surface in the last 45 minutes. But I tell you, the fact that Trump's going after big tech, when they are just sitting ducks if somebody moves against them, and the fact that the EU and the Chi-Coms are taking the bait and getting more demanding and saying we control the internet and are now going to get in a fight with Trump over it is perfect. They're doing exactly what I'd hope they'd do. This is as I have foreseen it, to quote Emperor Palpatine. So, and by the way, my vision of things is the opposite of getting on a megalomaniacal power trip. I just believe in humanity. And I think it's outrageous that we've got big trillion-dollar companies that are spying on everybody and working with dictatorships. And I'm just a dreamer. I think, well, our government isn't pure evil. I bet there's some good people in there that don't want to just sell our power out for nothing and sell our kids into slavery and set up something worse than 1984. Why are we doing this? And you know what? Large swaths of America and the government are like, you know, you're right. That really sucks. Let's not destroy ourselves for no reason. I have stacks of news here, and I've wondered why I don't cover a lot of this. Because, you know, I get ready for hours at home, and I get ready for, you know, like an hour or so here, and then I study all day long, off and on. But the left is so evil and so crazed and just so into doing bad that it's painful to even talk about it. I get why people don't want to deal with this and just want to run away from it, because I want to too, but you know what? You can't run away from it. In fact, when you run away, it comes looking for you. You can't run away anymore, ladies and gentlemen, because they're going after the innocents. They're going after the children. Here's an example. I've talked a lot about how the left gets into poison and rats and feces and degradation as a form of pervertedness, as a form of degeneracy, a form of self-destructiveness. A form of evil, the intergalactic wavelength, the interdimensional wavelength that Lucifer's transmitting to Earth, saying, destroy yourselves, kill yourselves. Typhoid, bubonic plague, leprosy, drug-resistant TB, no one's being tested. It's in public schools. It's spreading into children everywhere. I get health department reports from Texas, from California, New Mexico. We cover them. Where you'll see the number of leprosy cases, the number of typhoid cases, none of it ever hits the news. But as I told you, San Francisco and places like that celebrate it. Coming up next hour, San Francisco's launching restaurants where you dine with rats that eat with you at your table so you can enjoy the ambiance of the rats and celebrate the city infestation. Oh, but don't worry, these are rescue rats. San Francisco dungeon launching rat bar. Why would you want to be in a dungeon? Well, see, you're evil. I'd rather be on a deck with a sunset or, you know, with incredible plants and art and music. But, oh, no, let's eat in a dark, dirty dungeon with rats that eat with us at the table so that we learn how to lower ourselves to their level. Because a certain entity likes that, because you're made in the image of God. And, well, this force doesn't like that. It's called jealousy. You know, there are a lot of good-looking women who get in cliques in college or high school or business, and then they're cool and they're nice. But you ever seen a really good-looking girl that transfers to your high school and everybody's being real mean to her because she's so pretty and she wonders why folks are mean? You know, I wasn't a rocket scientist, but I knew, well, I'm going to be nice to her. And believe me, I was. So I just don't get the psychology, but you learn early on, wow, people are messing with me. Not today, but back then, I look like a Calvin Klein model. People are pissed at me because I'm so good looking and I'm so smart and I'm so strong. And it's the same thing with those good looking women. I knew, wait, she's getting messed with because she's super sexy. Everybody's afraid of her. They're freaked out by her. And so instead, they're going to be mean to her. Because that's the only way they feel like they have power. Well, I'm not going to be mean to her. No. I'm going to be real sweet to her. Oh, guys, don't pull up pictures of me. But the point, yeah, that's in high school. The media's like, that's Jones when he's 20-something. No, that's me at 18. But the kind of goofy photos. I mean, somebody had those and put them on the internet years ago. It wasn't even me. But going back here, you learn about human psychology and you learn how these globalists operate, and it's insane. And then you see AOC, who says cauliflower is racist, even though it comes from Africa and the Middle East. And you've got AOC, who's got this multi-million dollar apartment with a pool on the roof. And then she's like, oh, you know, I don't apologize for my million-dollar apartment because everyone deserves one. Well, yeah, but only capitalism could bring you something like that. So she's always running the country down that her parents fought to get into. And then she's going around creating division everywhere she can so she can control people, quote, racially. She's a joke. Well, here she is just minutes ago talking about impeachment of President Trump because we have a rule of law. Here it is.
The tide is turning with the public and seeing exactly what is going on with the president advising witnesses to ignore legally binding subpoenas. At this point, it is getting to become so overwhelming that we need to uphold the rule of law and the Constitution of the United States.
All right. And then she goes on to the need for impeachment. So we need to uphold the rule of law. When you illegally spied on Trump, the Democrats, all this, and she's saying, you know, it's overwhelming, the tide's turning. No, Trump's approval rating's way up, even in fake polls. I'm going to stop right there. I told you yesterday, less than 24 hours for the new before the new sale gets announced, and the old sale is gone. I developed the new sale yesterday with Tim, who had a great idea. Wait till you hear about the new sale. I think it has a great name, a great product list. It's four products, and it's going to be the new sale that goes up, I guess, in the next few hours or so. But the last sale is a big sale as well, and it's got great products that you and your family need, and it supports this transmission. So it's the last 12 hours of Memorial Week mega sale. And then the new sale will be up. And we haven't come up with the exact name for it. I mean, I developed a few names. I'm not even sure which one they picked, but we have like 5-minute marketing meetings once a week. And Tim said, why don't we call it, you know, the Total Force Sale? Everything with force in its name, whether it's Space Force T-shirt that's already a bestseller, or whether it is Turbo Force, or whether it's Brain Force, or whether... we've got four products with force in the name. So that'll be the new sale, and it's a big sale. It's a Total Super Force Special Sale. That's the name that they were just telling me. That is the new sale that'll be up in the next few hours. Already, the Space Force shirt is 33% off. And I want to explain something. This is expensive, soft fabric, designer fabric, everything. Just the shirt itself, before the printing of the color American flag, red, white, and blue, and this great baby and all of it with a space shuttle on it, cost me $9. Just the shirt costs $9. Then we've got a print on the shirt. So a designer shirt like this at the malls, usually $50, at another place, $30. We're selling it for $20 right now, even though it's already a bestseller, as part of the Space Force America's Back designer shirt. Now available for pre-order. The shirts arrive tomorrow, made in America, printed in America, and if you want it, I knew it'd be a hit. It just at gut level. Because I wore a similar shirt with a NASA patch. We redesigned it. And people just went crazy over the shirt. They go crazy all over. I don't know what the deal is. It wasn't just I was on Joe Rogan. I wear the shirt anywhere. They love it. Well, we took it, redesigned it, made it better with a red, white, and blue American flag. And with the Space Force emblem on the front, about a pro-human future, and it's going crazy. So get that as well. But the big Memorial Day special has to end. Be sure and check out those specials.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.